Let's continue. Now, Rav Amar, Tzirich Laskir Zmano Shel Rishon Besheni, Veshmol Amar Ein Tzirich Lizkor Zmano Shel Rishon Besheni. So this, if you remember, this was like yesterday, Shir, where that if it was a partially paid off loan and you have to draft a new document, again, that was contra Yehuda, because, again, we don't want to rely on receipts, then what Zman do you put in it? It was from the Rish, is it the original loan or from the time you know you're redrafting the document? Now, if you remember, Rav says you have to write the date of the first of the original loan. Remember, the kashas we had on this is that if that's the case, then what's in Rabbi Yossi's argument in the Mishnah? If you remember, this was yesterday's shir, because if you can, then there'll be no loss at redrafting this document. So that was what we said. But importantly, very importantly, according to Mara Fulda, the chiddush of that position of Rav is that because it's done in front of Beit Din, and you have to do it in front of Beit Din, according to Rav, if they have the capacity now to create that lien going back to the time of the original loan, despite the fact it's called like a shtar muktam, okay? Effectively shtar muktam, because they're doing in front of Beit Din, because they're basically hefter, Beit Din, hefter. So I'll just say it one more time, because I mixed a lot of ideas once again. Rav, if you remember, said yesterday that according to Rav Yehuda, if you're going to be, again, a partially paid off loan, you have to write up a new document just for the remaining amount, then Rav says, well, that has to be in front of done in Beit Din. And you would write the Zman Rishon. Why? Well, Zman Rishon, because you want a lien to be from the time of the original loan for the remainder. And has to be found in Beit Din, because Beit Din has a koach to create a lien, even though this second document, this replacement document, if you like, is effectively, looks like it's predated, like Shtar Mukdam. However, Shmuel says, Eino Tzrich Lachir Zmanot Rishon V'Sheni. Shmuel says, well, no. You only put the later date in it. And if you remember, that's why you don't do it in front of Beit Din, you can do it in front of two witnesses. So now we're saying Rav Shmuel. Rav is like Rav Yochanan, and Shmuel is like Reish Lakish. How so? Because Rav is like Rav Yochanan, because Rav Yochanan says a shtar mukdam is completely pasul. Okay? Not like we saw Rav Huna. In other words, it's completely pasul. Therefore, that's why Rav says, because you have to put this man Rishon, and because it would be completely pasul, that's why you have to do it in front of Beit Din that's got the koach to create that lien. So you see that Rav is exactly like Rav Yochanan. However, Shmuel is like Rav Shimon ben Lakish. Because Rav Shimon ben Lakish seems to hold the position, we're learning this now really, that he holds, it's actually Mizman Sheni. It's from the, in other words, Shnar Mukdam, the Kashtar still kosher from the second date. So that makes sense now that would be, if you like, Shmuel, that... there's Holda Shmuel that it's, you put this second date in this replacement document. I mean, it's much clearer and it makes like it's much more solid, the association in my head at least, Rav and Rav Yochanan. So once again, because Rav Yochanan says a predated document is completely pasul, that's why Rav says because you have to do this in front of Beit Din to give it the koach, otherwise it would be pasul. Okay, and then and according to again Shmuel, it's not we. You don't go in front of Beit Din for these type of things. You just do it in front of the regular witnesses. And because he holds like, if you like, holds like Reish Lakish, that a predated doesn't pass the document at all. It just means you can't collect it from the earlier date, you collect it from the later date. So if you're going to collect from the later date, why do you have to put the first date into it? So that's the way I understood the machloket. Okay. Marana says, Amar lo benanas. So Rav Yasa b'shem Rav Yochanan Amar afal pishe kilsu Rav Yishmal benanas. Despite the fact we saw this beautiful praise of Renanas by Rabbi Shmuel, which was that again, what was the last debate in the Mishnah? Last debate in the Mishnah is the Arev that's after the signatures. Rabbi Shmuel says, well, you can collect but nechas from nechasim bechorin. Renanas reasoned is that no, the loan wasn't given al imunato of the Arev. He came after the fact. So therefore, you can't collect from him at all. If you remember, Rabbi Shmuel says, wow, he's this is gewaltic. If you're going to learn this wellspring of wisdom, this Dine Mamonot, you should learn it from him. So Gemara now says, Al Midrash, so despite the fact he praised him, Al Midrasho Kilso. It was, he simply praised his Drasha, Aval Enu Kebenach Halach is not like him. Shimon Baravas is Bishar B'Yochan, Af B'Chonek Halach B'Shmal. Even in a case of being Chonek, meaning not just of the signature to the end, even if a mamash, someone came into the marketplace, the lender was strangling the creditor the borrower to pay back money, and someone stepped in that situation and don't want to pay you back, even in such extreme circumstances, according to Bishmal, you can collect from the Arev, he's Mechayim himself. Amrav Yosef Achmamina bar nashtavit sayid lechabre b'shuka. So you can learn from here. If someone is entrapping, tzoda acharav, tofso, grabs it in the shuk. Atachad, then someone says, Umar Vamar and said to him, Shavke, leave him alone. Vana Yahiv min ahen. And don't, Yahiv. That I will pay him. Min ahen gabe, then you can collect from the Arev. Umin ahen lo gabe, you collect from the Arev and not from the individual. So I'll just read it. Votosha marlo ani eten gabi ze. You can collect him. Votosha tsuda acharav lo gabi. And in other words, the Arev has actually been completely mechayiv himself, and you collect from the Arev, which is like Rebbe Yishmael, really. Okay, with that said, enough. Perak bet get partial. Basilika masech the Bavatra barach meishmaya. Shkoyach, everyone. And Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow we start Sanhedrin. That's the longer masech than the one we did. Mazel tov.
Mazel tov to all.